for your patience. Amen.
Amen.
I just want to go through this brief presentation on the mystery of godliness. Amen.
Amen.
The mystery of godliness. You know that? The mystery of godliness. Il mistero della pietà. Adesso c'è la traduzione sotto. Così è più facile per voi. Amen.
Amen.
And the mystery of godliness is something Paul talks about in the book of Timothy. You know, 1 Timothy. And it's something that pertains to every one of us here. Praise God. The Bible says that in the days of the sounding of the last trumpet, the mystery of God will be what? Will be finished. Have you heard this scripture before? Are you there?
Yes.
In the days of the sounding of the last trumpet, amen, the mystery of God will be what? Finished. You know that God himself is a mystery. Do you know a time will come when we will realize that even what we thought was God was not even God? Do you know that?
Yes, sir.
God is illumining us. Jesus Christ says, nobody knows the Father except the Son. And nobody knows the Son except the Father. Amen?
Amen?
Meaning that before you can know God, you must also know
the Son.
The Son.
Yes, sir.
You see the pastor, you see the secret here?
Yes.
Before you can know God, you must also know the Son. If you do not know the mystery of the Son, you cannot know God. And do you know who the Son is? Do you know who the Son is? Nobody can answer me here.
Jesus
is the Son. Amen?
Amen?
But Paul speaks about a Christ in you. Have you heard of that? A Christ in you. Do you know you are children of God?
Yes, sir.
Do you know you are sons of God?
Yes,
sir. Oh, praise God.
Hallelujah.
The Bible says that the way he is the way we
are.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
Do you know that we are beholding him now? And as we behold him through the revelation of the word. Now, if you want to see a physical Jesus with long hair, with blue eyes, with white garments, coming physically to come and hold you, you might have to wait forever.
You can say that again, sir.
Because the Bible says that if we have known Jesus after the flesh, we know him no more after the flesh. Jesus Christ is not a man. He's not flesh and blood. He appeared for the purpose of revealing the mystery of godliness, after which he returned back to the original form which he had with the Father from the beginning. How many of us know that the Father is invisible? The Father is spirit. Do you know that? The Father is what? Is spirit. Now, you know, one of the problems we are having today is because we do not know that we too are spirits. Do you know that we are spirit?
Yes.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
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 We might appear for a moment, it looks as if we have a physical body, but we are spirit, we are invisible. You see, we go through a lot of hurt and pains because we don't know our true form, who we truly are. You see, the Bible says that in Genesis chapter 1, verse 26, God said, let us create man in our what? Image and in our? Hallelujah. Do you know what that means? Do you think that God created anything other than this man? Who is in the image and likeness of God? Ask me. Amen. The account says that God created what? Man in his what? Image and in his likeness. Did God create any other man? Are you like God?
Yes.
Are you the image of God?
Yes.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
Then you got to shine.
Amen.
He's going to twinkle like a star. Hallelujah. Go out at night when people are dancing in discotheque and drinking beer. Go out at night in silence and look at the stars. Do you know the Lord God is talking about you?
Yes.
The Bible says that Jesus appeared. He says, I am the bright and the morning star. And in another place, that to him that overcomes, I will give the bright and morning star. What did our brother say? He said that I am your exceeding great reward. Your reward is to rediscover yourself back the way you are known of God. Because God does not know you as a sinner. God does not know you as a failure. God does not know you as sick. God has no hand in that thing. Amen?
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
Don't let anybody deceive you. God is not cursing anybody. Hallelujah.
Amen.
That is why he has sent the Son to destroy the works of what? Of the devil. Do you know what the work of the devil is? The work of the devil is not somebody chasing in your village. Eh? The work of the devil is not somebody that snatched your wife years ago. Eh? Or your husband years ago. Because when you say work of the devil, they'll say, hey, my enemies. You know, Africans, when they pray, when they say my enemy, hey, my enemy, they will not stand in Jesus' name. They will start to remember their relations. They will start to remember somebody that did something to them years ago. He said, my enemies, hey, in Jesus' name, my enemies. Do you know what your enemies are? It's the lies that have encompassed you since you entered into this world. Amen? When you entered into this world, you are indoctrinated. Amen?
Amen.
You received of the lie of the devil. That's why you lost the knowledge of your true, glorious, righteous self. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Because you are perfect as God is perfect. Hallelujah. Be you perfect as your what? As your heavenly Father is what? Is perfect. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Praise God. Amen?
Amen.
Christ is the image of God. Hallelujah. What did Paul say about Christ? He says Christ in
Lord, the hope of glory.
There is no hope anywhere, right? Do you hear me? There is no other hope anywhere. Forget it. Big books on the shelves. Something will happen. Big books, big men of God, big names. And forget it, nothing. The thing that you are looking for is where? Is here. If you search for it with all your heart, with all your soul, with all your strength, hallelujah. Stop looking for money like fowl. But look for the glory of God that is what? In you, hallelujah. The mentality that we have when we come to Europe is that what? Money. Amen? Hallelujah. Isn't it? Money. Abi? I want to build a house. I want to build this. I want to do that. Amen? But Jesus Christ says one thing. Seek ye first what? And where is the kingdom of God? And you can see everything fall into place. He says, seek ye first the kingdom of God. And the kingdom of God is where?
Yes.
He comes with recognizing the Christ within you.
Yes.
This is the kingdom of God's dear Son. And I tell you, God's dear Son is in you. It's the Christ in you. Amen?
Amen.
You know, people look at Jesus. They don't get the message Jesus was giving. Jesus Christ is like a signpost pointing to the truth. But people are looking at Jesus. Jesus Christ didn't come to preach about his own self as a human being, but he came to preach about the truth. He says, I am the way, the truth, and the life. That way, that truth, and that life is in you. It's to recognize the secret of the Christ in you. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Amen. That is why we are receiving messages like this today.
Amen.
Messages to educate us. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Now, my brother here has been a very, very serious, devout Christian for years. See, but when we met just about 2 years ago, his life changed. And I tell you the truth, you know, I'm not telling this thing for now. When he preaches now, I listen to the message 2-3 times again. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Because this is how God moves. Hallelujah. It's a spirit that flows. Hallelujah.
Amen.
It can come through you tomorrow. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
We fellowship with the voice of God, not with man. You know, in the Garden of Eden, it was the voice of God that was walking in the Garden of Eden. Hallelujah. Do you know that you are in that voice? Hallelujah. How many of you read that book that I wrote here? How many of you read this book? The Alpha and the Omega. The trumpet, the seven trumpets. How many of you read it? Hallelujah. Very few people. Hallelujah. If you read this book, hallelujah, it will show you great, great mysteries of who you are. Hallelujah. Praise God. Amen. So there's a glorious man, which is a many-member body. Amen. Hallelujah. That glorious man, which is a many-member body, is the Christ. Amen. Christ is not just one person per se. Hallelujah. It's a many-membered body. Do you know that? What is a many-membered body? Do you know that what we, the intention is that we all come back to the unity of the faith so that we speak with one voice. Amen.
Amen.
This, not this one saying this one. We're all speaking with one voice. Amen.
Amen.
It's no more Trevor. What's your name? Ufoma. It's no more Ufoma. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Praise God.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. What's your name?
Amen.
Agatha. It's no longer Agatha. Hallelujah. What's your name, that sister?
Uh-huh. Esther.
Esther. It's no longer what? Esther. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Praise God. Hallelujah, Esther.
Amen.
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 Esther. 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 Hallelujah.
Amen.
Esther.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
Praise God. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Are you ready for a new walk with God?
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
Are you ready for a new walk with the Lord?
Amen.
Hallelujah. Do you believe the Lord can come into your life?
Amen.
Hallelujah. And do a new walk in your life. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Hallelujah. Praise God.
Amen.
Open your ears and begin to listen. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Hallelujah. Praise God. The Lord is able to turn that wilderness into a Garden of Eden. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Praise God.
Amen.
That desert land with, you know, a land flowing with torrents of waters. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Where there will be gladness and joy found in it. Singing. Hallelujah.
Amen.
This is the word of the Lord unto you, Esther. Praise God. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Now you have the Garden of Eden. That is where God placed man. Amen.
Amen.
Now the Garden of Eden is not one garden somewhere in the Middle East. It's a realm. It's a dimension. It's a state of being. Amen?
Amen.
You know you can be here and be experiencing the Garden of Eden?
Yes, sir.
It's enjoyment. The Garden of Eden means pleasures.
Yes.
The Bible says that in his right hand are what?
Pleasures
forevermore. So God placed the man that he created anywhere in the garden of what? Of Eden. And like I told you, that man is a spiritual man. He's a celestial man. He's not flesh and blood. Amen?
Amen.
Because flesh and blood cannot what? Cannot enter into God's kingdom. Amen?
Amen.
So you see, this is our origin in Garden of Eden, where there was water, you know, the river of life. Amen. Flowing, hallelujah, enjoyment. Praise God. Of course, you will not see a Garden of Eden. You will not see a river anywhere in the sky where you carry bucket to go and fetch in the morning. These are concepts, spiritual concepts. Amen. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Jesus Christ says that those that believe out of their belly will what? Hallelujah. It's the gushing flow of the spirit of the knowledge of God. Hallelujah.
Amen.
It will cover you like the waters cover the sea, right? Like the water covers the earth. The Bible says that the glory of the Lord will be like the water covers the seas.
Amen.
If you go to a sea, do you see any place where there's no water in the sea? It is covered completely. Hallelujah.
Amen.
That is how it is in the awakening. They are so saturated in the knowledge of God. Hallelujah.
Amen.
That knowledge of God becomes your covering.
Amen.
Isn't it wonderful?
Yes.
Amen. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Now you have Mount Zion. I'd rather talk about Mount Zion. Mount Zion talks about the high place of elevation in the spirit, which is the dwelling place of what? Of the sons of God. That's where we are all being gathered to. You know that? When you go up here to the peak here, that is where you have the new Jerusalem. That is where you have the oneness of the brethren. Amen. In this place, there is no more Trevor, no more discord. Everybody is one. We all live by Christ. Amen.
Amen.
Praise God. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Praise God. Hallelujah.
Amen.
So this was where man was placed in the beginning. But something went wrong. Something went wrong in the garden. Amen.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Praise God.
The Bible says that Adam. Sorry, we haven't covered this place. Eh? Just kidding.
You have to make some joke at times. Amen. So the lightning of grace.
Yes,
hallelujah.
Amen.
Amen. So they had a tree of the knowledge of good and evil and tree of life. But this still represents, these are spiritual concepts.
Yes.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
We know how the man and the woman took of the wrong tree.
Yes.
The serpent, a snake, isn't it?
Yes.
Which the Bible calls devil, Satan, the dragon, tempted man. Hallelujah.
Mm-hmm.
And they took of the fruit of that tree. And what happened? Adam, what? What happened after they took of the tree? They told themselves, okay. What you are naked means is sin consciousness. Amen.
Right.
I'm not worthy, isn't it? I'm not worthy. I'm sin consciousness. Pastor, pray for me, oh. Brother, pray for me, oh. Many people don't have the faith to approach God. Why? Because there's a sin consciousness. They are naked. Amen. Praise God.
Hallelujah.
But He's yet to cover our nakedness.
Amen.
In a letter to the church in Laodicea, I said that what? To him that overcome will be clothed what? In white garments. Amen.
Amen.
That is light garments. He's here to give us restore that garment we lost in the garden. Praise God. Now let us examine this serpent. What does this serpent symbolize? Amen.
Amen.
You observe, because everything you see in this natural world is what? Is a parable. Amen. Everything you see in this natural world is what? A parable. Amen. You know, I can see this pretty sister here, and I'm watching her, and if I'm in your spirit, somebody will feel I know I'm admiring the sister. But if I'm in the spirit, I can begin to interpret what is the Lord is saying concerning the physical features in that body. Hallelujah.
Amen.
I can begin to understand the parable behind this physical appearance as I see. Everything you see in this natural world, it's like a parable. Amen?
Amen.
Praise God.
Amen.
And the Lord speak, if you are spiritual, they will testify about the invisible things of God. Everything declares the glory of what?
God.
Of God. Every single thing. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Trees are people. If you look into the spirit, everything, even the stones, everything represents glory of God.
Yeah.
If you are elect, you will see these things. Hallelujah. The serpent, if you see the serpent called the snake crawling on the floor, what do you think the snake represents?
Yeah.
It's the carnal mind of man. See, that is the mind that crawls on the dust. Amen?
Amen.
Satan does not come with a fork and knife to come and torment you. He walks through the carnal mind of man. That is why Jesus Christ once told Peter, "Get thee behind me, Satan." It comes to what? The carnal mind. So the carnal mind that is what?
Yes.
Is death. Amen?
Amen?
When we are born into this world, the systems of men and the systems of religion indoctrinate us and conform us into the earthly, into the terrestrial, into the natural. Hallelujah.
Amen.
And I tell you, anything that is natural, earthly, is devilish.
Yes.
It cannot enter into God's kingdom. Hallelujah.
Yes.
Praise God.
Amen.
The problems we have today, the bitterness, the pain, all the many, many poverty culture and sin culture, is because we walk what? In carnality. Carnality. Amen.
Amen.
Hallelujah. Carnality. So the carnality man that is what?
Yes.
Is death. Hallelujah.
Amen.
What happened to Adam? Adam became what? Carnally minded. Adam became carnally minded, and what? He died. Dust you are, dust you return. That is a burial. He was buried in the flesh consciousness. You don't see people walking up and you know they're dead. The Bible says that all died in what? In Adam. All. He says so. All what? Died in Adam. Hallelujah. But we're hearing the voice of the trumpet this hour to bring an awakening back into the sons of God. Hallelujah.
Yes.
So that they can once more sour into the heart of Zion. Hallelujah.
Amen.
God wants to take you back into Eden. Amen.
Amen.
This is the beast. The Bible calls it the most subtle beast. When we take of the partake of this tree of the knowledge of good and evil, which is the wisdom of this world, the lust of the eyes, the pride of life, and all the things that we see in this world,
will become what? Marked with the what? The mark of the beast. Hallelujah. The mark of the beast is not just 166 somewhere, you know. These are spiritual languages that you need to interpret by the Spirit. Hallelujah. Amen. Throw away those books that you read, not lie. Hallelujah. Paul said that I know a man who was caught up into the third heavens. You have seen that man here. Hallelujah.
Amen.
You have seen that man here. Amen. Hallelujah. I speak before heavens today. Hallelujah. I declare before heavens today. You are speaking to that man here. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Don't listen to them. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Hear the truth from God. Hallelujah. The mark of the beast, all men are imprinted already with that mark of the beast. See it? Because they become carnal and devilish. Hallelujah. But God is going to give us the victory over the mark of the beast. The Bible says that in the book of Revelation chapter, God showed a group of people. John saw a group of people who had the victory over the mark of the beast. They were singing a new song with harps. Hallelujah. Upon Mount Zion. Hallelujah. We're going to see them now. They have obtained the victory of over the mark of the beast. Hallelujah.
Amen.
If you have the victory over the mark of the beast, then you'll begin to realize that I and the Father are one. Hallelujah.
Amen.
It is the beast that became a barrier between man and God. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Praise God.
Amen.
A man today is running away from God. Amen. And blaming every other person around him for his problems. Not that the problem is where? In the amen. Mine. Hallelujah. Romans chapter 1 says that man exchanged the glory of God for the glory of what? Mortal man. See, that it means man put on the nature of the beast, amen? Reptiles, crawling things, amen? Hallelujah.
Amen.
When you see these things here, you're seeing the carnal nature. Hello, how are you doing? Praise God.
Hallelujah.
Are you there? Hallelujah.
Amen.
Man, you're not one of them more. It's weak, eh? Now, wow. This one is better. That one was very powerful, man. You made my voice more anointed. Hallelujah.
Yeah.
Praise God. Pastor Sam, God bless you. Elder Essie, God bless. Can I go? Okay. Hallelujah. Praise God. So this is the nature. This is the nature that man walks in. Are you there?
Yes.
This is the nature that man walks in when he's ignorant of his true identity as son of God. Amen. A carnal nature. Amen. Do we like to walk like this?
No.
Hallelujah. We have to move on. Praise God. Let's go on fast. So in the transgression we inherit a desert. You know Adam was cast into a desert.
Yes.
It's a place of unbelief where you cannot find true joy and happiness. Amen?
Amen.
Haven't we tried?
Hallelujah.
Let us reflect on this life. We have tried many, many things, isn't it? We have tried many things seeking happiness. Amen?
Amen.
Okay, somebody say, okay, I want a husband. When the husband comes, another problem. Okay, I want children. When the children come, another problem. Okay, you want a job. When the job comes, you see, not. So when will you be satisfied? When? As a man, you cannot be satisfied. Amen?
Amen.
Oh, you think you'll be satisfied when you build a house at home, eh?
No.
Finish that house. Let me come and meet me after you finish the house. And you will see that you still want to do something else.
Exactly.
See, as a man, you cannot be satisfied.
Exactly.
Forget it. Amen?
Amen?
Put an X on man. Forget it. Amen?
Amen?
Because man inherits the wilderness places. Hallelujah.
Amen.
You know the desert, no matter how you pour water in the desert, no matter how you, it will always turn toward Jesus. Hallelujah. That is the state of the natural man. Forget it. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Amen?
Amen.
Forget your life as a man. Let it go. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Then you will discover life. Hallelujah. Let's move on. I want to be fast so people don't get tired. So God has called for what they call reconciliation. Amen?
Amen.
God in Christ reconciling the world back unto himself. Amen?
Amen.
The Bible says that not what? Not minding their trespasses. Amen?
Meaning that God is not interested in what you did yesterday. Amen.
Amen.
You know God is higher than us.
Yes.
You know, at times when we see some people, we look at other women, we look at each other. And that one. That one. This one. That one should have born again.
No.
Amen. I remember one sister came as a pastor the other day. When another sister heard she was a pastor, she said, this one, God is higher than that. Amen.
Amen.
Hallelujah. God is what? He's higher than that. Hallelujah.
Amen.
God is not interested in your sin or whatever. He's not interested. Hallelujah.
Amen.
God cannot see your sin. Hallelujah.
Amen.
What God sees is what? Is his son in you. That's all. Hallelujah.
Amen.
When Adam said, I am naked, what did God tell Adam? Who told you? That is, God was not seeing anything naked in Adam. It's just like, you know, in Africa in those days, I don't know how Europeans do it in America. In Africa, you know, the children normally used to go to the kitchen to take meat from the pot. When nobody's watching, they go and take meat from the pot and go back to the parlor. Then maybe when mommy comes and daddy, and then they begin to hide from mommy and daddy does not know what happened. The woman, hello, come, where is my child? You know, but the child is running. See, it is what? It is your conscience. Amen. Amen. God is not aware of your sin. He's not what? Interested in all that kind of stuff. Amen. I'm not trying to say God can do what he wants, but what I'm trying to say, understand God's mind. Amen.
Amen.
To reconcile us back to himself. Amen.
Amen.
So that we can. Let's move on. We've read that, we'll move on. So yeah, we have the work of the cross. Praise God.
Hallelujah.
He has given us the mystery of the cross. Now the cross, what is the cross all about? We're looking at this as a teaching session now. It's no more just a preaching in evangelical. Just a teaching session. What is the cross all about? What is the cross all about? It's about denying your false self.
Yes.
Letting go of the terrestrial man. The man of the earth, amen.
Yes.
Praise God.
Amen.
You know how it starts? You first of all realize that the life you have lived as a mortal man, which is coming to naught anyway, is a lie. Praise God.
Amen.
And you begin to recognize your true spirituality, your true self. You begin to see the true model as it is in heaven. Praise God.
Amen.
All these things that we are hearing today are here in Bethlehem. Amen.
Amen.
All this thing that we're hearing today is simply to awaken us to that original model that God had in the beginning. Amen. It's a model that is without flaw. God does not need to change it, but he just needs people to go back to it. Hallelujah.
Amen.
So the cross comes here to do what? To cancel the man of the flesh. Hallelujah. Praise God.
Hallelujah.
And we have the blood of the Lamb, which my brother spoke about it. It gives us access. Amen. By faith, amen. Can you by faith just believe in the blood of the Lamb? Amen.
Amen.
You know, no matter how high you go in the spirit as a Christian, as long as you are in this flesh, you still need to understand the mystery of what? Of the blood of the Lamb. Praise God.
Amen.
Amen. We'll soon be off, don't worry. You have to understand the mystery of the blood of what? Of the Lamb. Praise God.
Hallelujah.
Understand the power that is in it. Praise God.
Hallelujah.
Because many of us suffer this, some of us will suffer today because we have not understood the mystery of what? The cross and the blood of the Lamb. Praise God.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. Now, when the Israelites were leaving Egypt, what was the condition for them to have survived that midnight hour? They have to put the blood of the Lamb on their. Do you know if Egyptians put that blood, do you know the angel would have passed over them?
Yes.
It's just faith. Just to believe that you have been forgiven. Trust God that God has forgiven you. Believe Him. And God cannot lie. Amen. God cannot what? Lie. Hallelujah. Somebody came to me and said, if you know what I don't do for this life, God not lie. It's not powerful than the blood of Jesus. Praise God.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
God did not, it does not matter who was in the house, as far as the angel of death saw the blood on the door, he passed over. Amen.
Amen.
He didn't go to people, whether you have prostitute or you have the homosexual and all that. As far as the blood of the Lamb, Amen. So we must understand the power of the blood of the Lamb. Hallelujah. Praise God. Now, this is something I want us to be very attentive here. This is very important. What do we pray for? Are you listening? When we pray, what do we pray for? Look at John chapter 17, verse 11. It says, Holy Father, keep true thy own name those whom thou hast given me, that they may be what? One as we are one. And it goes on again in verse 22. And the glory which thou givest me, I'll give it to them, that they may be one as we are. Now, what is Jesus Christ talking about? You know, Jesus, during the days of his ministry, he confessed that I and the Father are
one.
In other words, what he said, that I and God are
one.
Isn't it what people call blasphemy? The Bible says they took up stones to what? But the prayer of Jesus is that what? Is that we all experience that oneness with the Father. That same oneness that he had with the Father, that we should also experience it. It was for amen. Praise God. Because up to this day, there has been what they call a barrier in the mind of men. Amen. And we have been alienated from the life of God. Praise God. But today, through the working of the cross, that separation, that wall of separation has been what? Removed. So there's no such thing as I and God anymore. We can awaken to the reality that I am the Father. Praise God. Listen to me. This is what we're hearing today. That the most important thing you ever hear. Hallelujah. So don't stay a few minutes and listen to these things. Hallelujah. Praise God. I am the Father of one. Hallelujah. This was the prayer of Jesus, and this is the prayer of every saint today. See, Paul said that let this mind be in you, which was in Christ Jesus. Pastor Sam, how does he say it?
Being in the form of God, thought it not robbery to be equal with God.
See, let this mind be in you that was in Christ Jesus, who thought it not robbery to be equal with God. Somebody said, no, this one is too much. This one is too much. But Paul said, let that mind be in what? In you. Because this is the truth. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Praise God. You are one with God's glory. It never changed. It only changed in our imagination. Hallelujah.
Amen.
There was a veil over our face, and today this veil has been removed. Hallelujah.
Amen.
We're not coming here to become religious anymore. Amen. God is not calling us to come and be praying and praying and crying and crying every day. Hallelujah.
Amen.
The time has now come to what? To walk into God. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Hallelujah. We have our being in what? In God. Hallelujah.
Amen.
We walk with God. Hallelujah.
Amen.
We speak in God. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Bible says that God becomes all in
all.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
But how can we realize this thing? There must be an awakening. Oh, hallelujah.
Amen.
There must be an awakening. Amen.
Amen.
We must begin to awaken back to the reality of our true image in God. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Amen. There must be what? An awakening. Very important. This is the first thing. We must come to realize that we all died in Adam. We descended from God's glory. Amen.
Amen.
And we became creatures of the dust. But the time has now come to go back to the Father. I go to the
Father.
Hallelujah. I go to your Father and my Father, my God and your
God.
Hallelujah. It is a path that every child of God must take. Hallelujah. Now, this is the gospel that Christ Jesus came to bring. Eh? Are you listening? He didn't come to bring gospel to make religion, to form societies and religious groups here and there, and big churches and all this is yourself, and hallelujah.
Amen.
He came rather to reveal your oneness with what? With the Father. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Because you are the church. Hallelujah.
Yes.
You are the body of Christ. You are the church. Hallelujah.
Yes.
Praise God.
Amen.
Hallelujah. Praise God. Hallelujah.
Amen.
I'm going to round up something. Hallelujah. In the book of Revelations chapter, what do they call it? Is it 11? The 144,000 upon Mount Zion. Have you heard of it? Revelation chapter 11, you can write it down, you go and read it back at home. Amen. Or what, 14? Okay, yes. You see, this is a group of people that are ascending, hallelujah. Amen. From the earthly back to Mount Zion, hallelujah. It's something that happens in our mind. Paul says that be not conformed to the world, but be what?
Transformed
with the what?
Renewing
of the mind. That is, no more work as carnal creatures, but as spiritual beings. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Begin to pursue God's kingdom, God's spiritual kingdom, God's invisible kingdom. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Because flesh and blood cannot enter in. Hallelujah.
Amen.
And we begin to ascend back. Hallelujah.
Yes.
144,000 in Revelation chapter 14. He spoke about these people who are redeemed from the earth. This is you and I, eh? The Bible said that they had the Father's name on their what?
Forehead.
Not what the mark of the beast, but the mark of what? The Father. When you say the mark, you talk of the nature. We now have the nature of God, our Father, which is the image of what? Of God. Hallelujah. This is the thing that they inherit. This one, they follow the lamp wherever they go. What is the lamp? It's the Christ. They follow the leading of the Spirit. And do you know what the Spirit will lead you to? The Spirit will lead you back into the Father. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Amen. You know, we've been taught to pray for many, many things over the years, isn't it?
Yes.
Pray for this, pray for that, pray for that. But look at it. This is what we should pray for. See it? Let your treasures not be on the earth.
Yes.
Because this world is what? It's passing away. Some of these things that we hold on to as if they are real. One day you wake up, discover that they are not there. Hallelujah. God is giving us opportunity now through the revelation of Christ. Hallelujah.
Amen.
This word I'm giving today is something I received from the Father. Hallelujah. It's giving us a chance to ascend back to Zion and stand among the 144,000. Hallelujah.
Amen.
It is happening now. It's just a matter of hearing the voice of the Father.
Yes.
Are you hearing my voice today?
Yes.
Do you see my voice or the voice of the Father?
Yes.
I don't exist. Even Jesus of Nazareth as a man doesn't exist. Hallelujah. What exists is God and God alone. And God wants every child to relocate itself back in God's kingdom. This is why the gospel is here. Hallelujah. See, there are many, many things we can speak again and again, but you know, we have to let go now. Amen. Praise God. And I hope you receive some benefits. I have some books here. You want a copy, you can always come and get one after. Praise God. And we'll be having more and more meetings. Can you come here? We'll be having more and more of our old seminars. And you know, and I have friends, many friends abroad, Americans, you know, Australians, and all, and you see, they will be coming.